Starting on Reformation and going all the way through May, Zion is celebrating its 125th anniversary. We're actually older than that as far as when people were gathering in homes and worshiping together, but marked from our charter in 1893. But a part of that season, we're inviting back former people that were either pastors or connected in some way to Zion. So today we have a very special treat. I'm going to ask Reverend Dr. C. William Hoseman to come on up. And a former pastor of Zion from 1974 to, your friends call you Bill, though, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, Bill works just fine.
Was pastor of Zion from 1974 to 1987. I didn't say this in the first service, but you were pastor when the sanctuary was redone. And so all the artwork, the stained glass, the stuff up front, all of that was when you were pastor. I'm sure there was a whole committee that did marvelous things, but you can share your appreciation to him as well. And from Zion, then he went on to another church, and then eventually was the Michigan District President, which is our fancy term for Bishop of Michigan. And then as a part of that role is even the council, or the chairman of the council of all of the presidents, which means to say he was asked to serve at the highest levels in our church body. Funny story, you may not remember it. It's not embarrassing, don't worry, to you. Oh. Maybe to me. So when a pastor gets called to a church, you know, is graduating seminary, there's a service, and sometimes you can interview or know, but you really don't know until that the worship service happens and your name's called, and the next thing is they call where you're going. So you don't really know until that moment where you're serving in ministry. And so it was May 2009, I was graduating and going to receive a call to ministry, God willing. And I'd spoken with Pastor Westrock, you know, because he had called and talked, and so I knew it was a possibility, but you don't really know. I found out in the men's bathroom at the seminary, right before the call service began, where I was going. Do you remember this or no?
Yeah, go ahead. So, it's coming back slowly.
So right before the service is going to start, did the important thing, went to the bathroom. Right in the back of the chapel at Concordia Seminary, and there was one other person in the bathroom. And he was Michigan District President at the time, and so we chatted, you know, guys don't talk in the bathroom. So we had a real short conversation. And you said something, I forget what it was, but kind of hinting at maybe me coming here. And then I said, and I kind of replied, well, unless there's any surprises that I don't know about. And you had said, nope, no surprises. And so then, in the men's bathroom at Concordia Seminary, I found out that I'd be coming here to serve as pastor. So I didn't tell the first service that, so you get that story for free. All that to say, Zion is blessed by your leadership and time here, and we're blessed to have you back, and Barb as well, thank you. And so we want to pray for Pastor Hoseman as he's going to share God's word, which is the most important thing we're here for, is to hear from God's word, and so let's do that. Gracious God, thank you for your gospel, which is true today as it ever was, and it soothes our soul, it gives our heart joy and peace, and that's why we're here, because you're alive, Jesus. I pray that, Holy Spirit, you would fill Pastor Hoseman now as he preaches your word to us. Thank you for his legacy and ministry here and throughout the church, and Lord, continue to show us what it means to be your faithful people here and living out your gospel and reaching out into our community. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that ultra kind introduction, number one. And as you spoke, I do remember that now. The Lord works not only in mysterious ways, but in mysterious places. And his will has been accomplished in so many ways for Zion Lutheran Church, and not the least of which is your current pastor, Pastor Winningham. He's a blessing of the Lord to you, with you, a wonderful partner in the gospel with you, and together in ministry, the blessing of our Lord rests upon this congregation, which occupies an absolutely special spot in our hearts and lives. I wouldn't compare it quite to having one of the children and always being interested in what the child is doing and how things are going. But I'll tell you, even as we left the city limits in 1987, that care and concern for this place in our prayers has never stopped. It's been a wonderful, special part of our lives, and it was a privilege to minister here. And in my conversations with Pastor Winningham, I know he feels the same, alongside of a wonderful sense of calling. And that's what God blesses. And so thank you for your ministry and for your ministry as a congregation as we celebrate 125 years of God and his love shining through Zion. And to get the job done, I've chosen a text that is probably familiar to a good number of us, but it's one that kind of echoes my thought, and I would ask God's blessing on as we focus on it. And it goes like this, Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. St. Paul said it to the Philippians, and if you accept it, I'm kind of saying it to you. I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who has begun this good work in you will bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless our thoughts and words in these moments. In Jesus' name, amen. You've chosen a wonderful theme. Out of Zion, God shines forth. And that caused me to think not only of this text, but it caused me to think of a special anniversary hymn that was written for an anniversary celebration of a congregation. And in that special anniversary hymn, there is the phrase, "Thank and praise our God of love." That line starts out with eyes upon our home above. Thank and praise our God for love. And so the idea of thanking and praising God seems to jump out of this text for so many, many reasons. And those of you that I know from years gone by will probably not be surprised by this. And those of you that it's not my privilege yet to know, other than this kind of a relationship, every once in a while, a text, when it jumps out at me, a certain letter of the alphabet seems to make sense, and this time it's the letter P. And out of this text, first of all, comes the wonderful thought of praise to the God of the church, who established the church through the suffering, death, and resurrection of Christ, as the Old Testament prophesied it and believed in the Savior to come. So we in the New Testament believe and celebrate his coming, his resurrection, and our salvation. Worthy of praise. And so the praise at an anniversary, like the 125th, is not praise of any individual. It's not even praise of Zion. It's praise of God for what he has done in chartering this congregation and channeling his salvation through it. That way we get the job done and praise properly. Sometimes, and it's been my privilege at other times to speak at anniversaries of congregations down through the years, and if it was an old enough anniversary, I would then ask this question, are there any charter members present? And somehow that kind of focuses it, doesn't it? I imagine we'd fall over if a hand went up. But that being the case, we aren't here to praise the people. We're here to praise God. And then the wonderful way that the Lord handles that is in his praise, we are built up. And in that celebration, we continue to go forth and grow in the faith. And that is what we praise God for on this occasion. Thank and praise our God of love. Secondly, in this text, Paul says, I pray for you. I remember you in all my prayers for you, for I pray with joy. And I have to say, on behalf of Barb and our family, as we were growing up in the years that we were privileged to serve here, the prayers for Zion and your leadership have never ceased. For the spirit that is here that is just wonderful. As a matter of fact, the way St. Paul said it, and this is my continuing prayer for you yet, in verse 9, and this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight. In other words, that you may grow in faith, and through growing in faith, you grow in service. I thank the Lord always for that wonderful joy from the very first day when the call came. The call that came here was one that it seemed like it just was of the Lord working and leading us to come and to minister here. And one of the things, even in is what you spoke of before in terms of the renovation and remodeling, some here this morning will remember this, but I don't think we ever missed a service while that project was going on. The workers would be in here, and this place was dirt. There was no floor left, and there was scaffolding up here. As a matter of fact, I banged my head once giving somebody communion as I raised up. A cement block altar, a cement block baptismal font, and a cement block pulpit were up here. And every Saturday afternoon and evening, Zion would come and we would turn a construction site into a worship site. We'd have church in it the next morning, and then as soon as church was done Monday morning, the workers all showed up and tore it all up again and made a huge mess. And out of that is this. And what that bespeaks is a spirit for which we continually thank God in our prayers for you. I call it the spirit of Zion. It's the spirit of God working among us in faith and fellowship. And so, praise, prayer, jump out of that. And the next one is already made. I thank God for your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Partnership in the gospel that bespoke a wonderful desire to continue to grow and focus outside of ourselves. As people who know and love the Lord, and as you articulated so nicely in the introduction to the readings, how with our sins we are forgiven, they're gone. I don't know about you, but for me, a lot of times, and Barb will attest to this, I guess, the words I was wrong, and right on the heels of that, I'm sorry. Those words are words all of us speak, and we need to, because we have that for which we were wrong, and that for which we are sorry. And you know, when you hurt someone you love, you are sorry. In the world, what the world's got to offer is not a problem. Okay, don't worry about it. Don't do it again. I that's so empty. I was wrong. I'm sorry. I stand here and I confess. And the Lord says, you are forgiven for Jesus' sake. As far as the east is from the west, your sins, though they be as scarlet or as white as snow, that's who you are. And then you're free to get outside these walls and be God's people and bring others in. And the spirit of this congregation that I believe exists to this day is one that we will never forget and is personified in a man that some of you might know. His name is Peter Croman. He's with the Lord in heaven. Peter, for those of you who did not have the privilege of knowing him, was an elderly man back when we were here. You would always see Peter with his hand on his wife's shoulder, for he was blind. And he followed Florence wherever. And one Sunday morning, there were a bunch of children in the worship service and some young children, and they made noise. And I'm preaching away, and I'm thrilled at the noisy stuff going on during the sermon. On the way out, Peter is walking, hand on Florence's shoulder, shake hand at the end of the service, and he said to me, Pastor, it was rather noisy in church today. And I thought, oh, what am I going to say? Because inside, I'm thrilled that the children are here. And as the Lord would have it, before I could open my mouth, Peter squeezed my hand an extra time, and he said, 'Twas music to my ears. That is a vision of a man whose earthly vision wasn't even there. Spiritually saw what the purpose of the place is, and the growth then that came as a result of everyone, in effect, joining Peter, even though they didn't know it, and that's what we love about Zion, was it's music to our ears to hear the clutter of life coming right here. That people may know what it is to be partners in the gospel. And rest assured, as you celebrate 125th anniversary now, that which has been begun is not yet done. As a matter of fact, as you begin this celebration for this year of this 125th anniversary, a wonderful way to look at it is you're just starting year one of the second 125 years. You know, and as we look back, this congregation was known early on as the German Church. And all of its history, which I won't go into and we could talk about for a long time, which has been blessed, that history is just at its midpoint. And what we're thinking about is the 250th anniversary. And what will they say about the 125th when they look back? Even as we thank God for the ones that started it, what about you, on whose shoulders they will stand? And so my prayer is for you as we go forward, wrapped up even in that hymn from which I took the theme, Thank and Praise Our God of Love, for there are two other lines in that hymn which go, Test the challenge and the vision of a world yet to be won, and with boldness and decision build on what was here begun. A world that needs yet to be won kind of capsulized for me. We could talk about all the disasters and the violence that's going on and the threats, and I could categorize and catalog them all right now. I'm not going to, other than to make one reference of the need for ministry of the gospel in this time. And that was, remember the eclipse? Recently, I caught it on TV, didn't look at it directly, and maybe some of you did with the proper precautions and all that, but I was struck by one of the commentators who seemed to be a meteorologist that knew a lot, and this particular commentator referenced the moment of darkness as an extreme emotional moment. As a matter of fact, was moved to tears. And seemed perplexed by this, with the microphone in hand, saying, I don't know what came over me. But in that moment of total darkness, it was emotional, and there were tears. And then in the aftermath of it, as the light reappeared and so on, and you know the picture, then someone asked that meteorologist how that happened and why. And the answer that was given was, oh, it's just for us to enjoy. It was a wonderful cosmic coincidence. Cosmic coincidence. And that took all the air right out. And that's what the world's message is. It doesn't lift. It doesn't bring hope. It doesn't build up. It says it's a coincidence. And I was moved, but I don't know why. And behind that, we see our wonderful God shining through, even literally as dark turns to light of the eclipse. And so the ministry has never been more important than now. That's not to put down the past, but it is also to say it is critical at this age. There's another hymn, the stanza of which sticks in my mind a lot as we all grow older. And it is this about the mission of us as individuals and of congregations. And it's this, each age its solemn task may claim but once. Each age its solemn task may claim but once. This is our time. May God help us as we claim it and as we go forward with eyes upon our home above. Thank and praise our God of love. Happy 125th, Zion. God be praised. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes our understanding, guide and guard our hearts, both now and forever. Amen.